I will not leave you orphans. Those words that we heard from the lips of Christ in our gospel today, as was also the case with last Sunday's gospel reading, were spoken to his apostles in the upper room on Holy Thursday. I will not leave you orphans. The Lord was going away. He knew he was about to be handed over to death, literally the next day on Good Friday. And that even after his resurrection from the dead, he would return to heaven, which is the feast we will celebrate next Sunday, the feast of the Ascension of our Lord. And so, with these words, he wanted his apostles to know that although he was going away, he wasn't abandoning them. I will not leave you orphans. That's true because of what he had just done for them, giving himself to them in the Holy Eucharist. They were there in the upper room where they had just celebrated the Last Supper. He'd given them that great gift of himself in the Holy Eucharist, that gift that remains with us to this day. So truly, his words remain fulfilled in our midst. We are not orphans because Christ is always with us in the tabernacle. But that wasn't all our Lord meant when he told them he would not leave them orphans, and when he speaks that promise to us. Because in the course of his words, he also spoke about another gift that would follow his departure, the gift of the Holy Spirit. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth. It's true that there's no more precious moment in our lives than the moment of Holy Communion, when the Son of God comes into our bodies in his substantial presence in the Holy Eucharist. And yet at the same time, that true presence of Christ remains only for a short time within us until the sacred elements, the sacred food and drink of Holy Communion is assimilated into our bodies. But the gift of the Holy Spirit, this is an abiding gift. A gift that was given to us in our baptism. Baptism in that very moment when we were cleansed in the saving waters of the font. We were made temples of the Holy Spirit. Fit dwelling places for the third person of the Blessed Trinity. And that gift of the Holy Spirit was or will be strengthened in our confirmation, which is what we heard happening in the first reading today with these believers in Samaria and the Acts of the Apostles, when Peter and John went to them and laid hands on them and the Holy Spirit came upon them. The Holy Spirit is a gift that endures. Jesus said he will remain with you and will be in you. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, his dwelling place here on earth. And that gift endures so long as we remain in the state of grace, the Holy Spirit dwelling in our souls. And even if we sadly fall out of grace through mortal sin, the sacrament of confession restores to us that abiding gift of the Holy Spirit dwelling in our souls. He is our constant guest. Truly, we are not orphans. What is your relationship like with the Holy Spirit? Are you aware of this guest ever abiding within your soul? If he truly is the guest of our souls, then we can carry on this ongoing conversation with him in our hearts all day long. There was a great Dominican spiritual master named Father Garrigou Lagrange. He wrote many really brilliant works about the spiritual life. One of the things he said, he pointed out that we're always carrying on in our minds this monologue, right? That kind of tireless succession of one thought after another. And he said, prayer really is nothing other than turning that monologue in my mind into a dialogue, in which I open my every thought to that Holy Spirit who is the guest of my soul. This is what we can do because of this truth that we are not orphans. Every day, throughout the day, carry on this conversation with the Holy Spirit within. Rejoice with him in our blessings. Ask him for strength in our sufferings. Turn to him in those moments of temptation, pleading with him to give us the grace to resist. On this Mother's Day, in addition to thinking of our earthly mothers, whom we owe so much to, let us also remember our Blessed Mother Mary. One of the titles that we give to Our Lady is Spouse of the Holy Spirit, because she so opened her heart to this gift from on high that she was joined to him in this intimate union. And Mary desires to teach us how to be more mindful throughout the day, how to be more aware of this indwelling Holy Spirit, his presence within us, and how to become more and more docile to his promptings in our lives. We enter into kind of this final period of this Easter season, which will conclude in 2 weeks with the great feast of Pentecost. That moment in which the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and Mary to fulfill our Lord's promise, I will not leave you orphans. May our Blessed Mother help us in these next couple weeks in a special way to renew our devotion to the Holy Spirit, her spouse. May she teach us to live in constant dialogue with him so that we might be able to welcome him anew with great generosity of heart when we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost this year. St. Patrick, pray for us.